are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Wednesday morning, the 20th of November. Hey, everybody's waiting for that, Brother Tobela. We say November. December is just around the corner, my beloved warm-hearted listeners of Sirius FM and listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The 22nd of Rabi'ul Awal 1441. I see my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, mashallah, full of smiles this morning. I wonder what's the occasion. Maybe I see somebody send me a message from Bloemfontein, Brother Ibrahim Habibi. He says, Malana, we're waiting for Allamatul Fadilatul Ustad. Nevertheless, 084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number for the Bliss of Marriage Part 2. Every Wednesday is between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Our engineer, Brother Tobela, let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'arifat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, I do not know the deen so well. My brother-in-law is a Maulana. He wants to get my seven-year-old niece married to his nephew, who is only 10 years. Is this permissible? Aren't they forced into marriage? In Islam, don't you have a choice to consent? I don't know. He says we are Shafi'is. It's permissible. No need for consent. Anonymous Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we respond to that question, let me just make two announcements before I forget. Number one is, inshallah, our Markaz Sahaba team from Durban will be there in Maritzburg, inshallah, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Next week, Tuesday, next week, Wednesday. So those of you who want to purchase decoders, those of you who want to install your decoders, those of you who want to tune up your decoders, so inshallah, our team will be there in Maritzburg on Tuesday and Wednesday next week, inshallah. Inshallah, we will be in Bloemfontein tomorrow evening, inshallah, before Maghrib, inshallah, we will be there. And then we'll have the program, and Friday, inshallah, Jummah program, Kronstadt. And then Friday night, inshallah, in Virginia. And then Saturday night in Senegal. And Sunday, the Jalsa, Hif Jalsa, inshallah, in Bethlehem. And that will be live, inshallah, on Markaz Sahaba and Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar between 12 and 1 on Sunday, inshallahul Aziz. Okay, yeah, what this person you say is a Maulana, but whatever he is, remember you don't listen to him regarding this issue. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. No nikah is valid without the consent of the guardian, the father. Is authentic hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. So therefore, if the girl's father does not give permission, remember that nikah is null and void. And second thing, to get children married 7 and 10, we definitely, in this day and this age, remember that we will never ever encourage it. So just forget all those ideas and don't let him try and dupe you and deceive you. So don't fall for all these tricks that he's trying to do for you.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, jokingly, is talak accepted or not? Ustad.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, Salatun jidduhunna jiddun wa hazluhunna jiddun. The three things, if it is said jokingly, still it will be considered and valid. And likewise, if you say it seriously, still it will be valid. What are the three things? An-nikahu. People get married, husband, wife are there, and the girl's father gave permission, and his witnesses, everything. So now that nikah will be valid, because everything is fulfilled, all the conditions are fulfilled. The girl is there, she said she's giving permission, the man is there, he said he's marrying her. her. The girl's father gave permission. Their two witnesses are there. So therefore, even jokingly, that marriage will be valid. Likewise, second one, at-talaq. Her husband told his wife jokingly, or he wrote it out jokingly, so that talaq will be valid. Third one, we must remember, is a raj'ah. Raj'ah is the husband issued a talaq to his wife. After one divorce or two divorce, he wants to take his wife back. So during the iddat period, he says jokingly, darling, I'm taking you back. So remember, in that way there, she will now come back to the husband. If he gave her one talaq, then for future he possesses two talaqs. If he gave her two talaq, then for future he possesses one talaq. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustanad Ahmad. So therefore, Islam, we should not be joking about these type of issues. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَا. Do not take the verses of Almighty Allah as a joke and a mockery. The consequences, ramifications can be very serious. Sometimes people joke about Allah Jalla Wala, about Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about Quran Sharif. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْأَبْ. When you ask them why you did this, no, we're just joking and playing. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. You play with Almighty Allah, you play with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you play with the Quran Sharif. So Almighty Allah's fatwa, la ta'tadiru qad kafartum ba'da imanikum. Remember, do not give any excuses that now you are out of the fold of Islam after you had iman. So see Surah Tawbah chapter number 9 verses 65 and 66. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned serious and consequences when people start mocking and playing with the deen of Islam.
Ustad, to the first question that we asked you, the listener says here, he is the father, Ustad.
So you must remember, if the father says that he wants to get his daughter married, and now you are the boy's father, so you mustn't agree. You must remember that. You must say, no, you don't want to get your son married to his daughter. So finish, end of the story there. So you must just decline and say no. So he can't impose that upon you.
Somebody says here, Ustad, assalamu alaikum, respected Mufti Saab, regarding mehr. Is there a minimum requirement for mehr, or can Surah Fatima or Durood Sharif be read as means of mehr? I am from India, Ustad.
MashaAllah, jahan tak mehr ka ta'alluk hai, to Hanafi aur Maliki ulama kehte hai ke ek kam az kam jo hai adna darja hai. Masalan, Hanafi ulama kehte hai ke 300 rain dene chahiye, Maliki ulama kehte hai ke 100 rain dena chahiye, ye kam az kam. اور پھر جو ہے شافی اور حنبلی کہتے ہیں کہ آپ سورہ فاتحہ ان کو سکھا سکتے ہیں، آیت الکرسی، کوئی سورت قرآن شریف کی، اگر انہوں نے قبول کی، آپ دونوں راضی ہو اس پر، تو شافی اور حنبلی کے یہاں یہ جائز ہے. What I said is this, that when a person is about to get married, now you're discussing the mahar. So remember, the mahar, according to Hanafis and according to the Malikis, there is a minimum. Hanafis say 300 rand approximately. And remember, the Malikis say 100 rand. You can give it in cash or kind, for example, jewelry or clothing or whatever. So 300 rand Hanafis, 100 rand Malikis. And then Shafis, Ambalis, they say, no, you can just teach them a surah. So you got your wife, she's happy, you teach her Surah Yasin, you teach her Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, and she's happy about that, so the mahar will be fine, it will be valid. Similarly, the Hanbali school as well. Or you tell her you will teach her Durood Sharif, or you will teach her some lessons, you know, and so forth. So all that would be permissible according to Shafi'is and Hanbalis, but according to the Hanafis, Malikis, that definitely would not be permissible.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, from Camperdown. I'm just reading the questions as we're going along, Ustad. All the hadith with three talaqs were issued in one sitting, and when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruled they were valid, were decisive talaq, that is, three definite talaq were given and divorce for three was intended. My question is to you, Ustad, if the talaq was not decisive, is it still valid and why? Number one. Number two is, there is one statement in the article that states something to this effect, that if a man intended one talaq and uttered talaq, then that is between him and Allah, but in this world it will be pronounced as three. Why is there a blanket rule even if the intent was only one talaq? Brother Hamid from Camperdown, Ustad.
Brother Abdul Hamid, you must remember three issues here. Number one is this. Today the Salafis, they say you must follow Quran and Sunnah. So that is exactly what we are asking them, that the hadith of three talaq is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. If a person gave three talaq, then it is three. So all the Sahaba from time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was ijma and consensus. All four schools, Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis agree on it. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, La tajtami'u ummati ala dhalala. My ummah will never agree on something that is astray and something that is wrong. So therefore, once you have ijma of Sahaba, you have companions of Nabi alayhi salam, you have the four schools and so forth. So therefore, we say there are three talaqs over a period of time. 2010, that person gave talaq. 2015, he gave talaq. 2019, so that everybody agrees is three talaq. We are saying even fi majlis in wahid, at one time, if the husband utters it or writes it out, all three talaqs are valid, although it is sinful. Why it is sinful? Because Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, his fatwa is mentioned in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, that those people who give three talaqs at one time, triple divorce, so bring them to me, la oja'atuhu, I will whip him and punish him. So meaning that you're not supposed to do that, but if you do so, then all three talaqs are valid. And I gave you Sahaba and all the companions of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from time of Sayyidina Umar, there was ijma, and then the four schools. Second one is that your point about intention, when you are using clear-cut words, so the husband ABC told his wife the word divorce, he told his wife talaq and so forth, so finish, when he used clear-cut words, then there's no intention needed, you use the words, it's end of the story. Intention you need when it is implicit words. Intention you need when it is unclear words. When it is clear-cut explicit words, there's no need for intention. Common sense can also tell us that. So therefore, every person will say, this is my intention, my intention. I give you easy example. A person go and park his car in the loading zone. And now, when the police come, puts the ticket, he say, no, my intention was that I was taking my old mother to the hospital, or something like that. So remember your intention, that is between you and Allah Ta'ala. You have to follow the rules. So therefore, here also, all that you sort out with Almighty Allah on Day of Justice. But in this world, remember the three talaqs will be three, and there are no exceptions in this way here. Once it is three, two times talaq has been uttered, clear-cut words, on that we are unanimous. Why I started with the Salafi issue, remember that today you get some of the Salafis. I always ask them one question. You know the Christians, they have Trinity. They say three is one and one is three. So you all are believing in Trinity or what? So when the husband said the word three times talaq, so why you want to count it as one? So remember that today's Salafis, I reiterate, today's Salafis, majority of them are people who don't know whether they're coming or going, so they just follow, you understand, translations and so forth. So remember, they will say three talaq is one, we reject that totally, and if they're still living together, they're living in sin, and remember it's haram that, so three talaqs are three, and Islam got nothing to do with Trinity, three is one and one is three.
Ustad, Dadima from Newcastle wants to know that there is something going around. It says Hajj free for needy. If you know anyone who is poor and the age is 60 to 70, of course, Dadima is 77, and he or she is unable to do Hajj due to financial conditions, then contact this group in Jeddah. Is this sahih or not, Ustad? Dadima wants to go.
Remember, Dadima, there are many, many scams today. People just, they will tell you, do this, deposit certain amount of money, or give this person, or get somebody else to put some money. You will lose everything, Dadima. Today, remember, for Hajj is not easy. you have to get visa. Nowadays we have quota system for 90% of the countries and so forth. So a lot of issues are there. So just forget all this, Dadima. You want to go for Hajj, Mubarak. Allah will take me, take Ameen, you, take all Ameen, of us with Ameen. His grace and mercy. So from today, Dadima, today is which day? Wednesday. What the hadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah wrote Sahih Bukhari in 16 years. He wrote another book. He wrote many other books, but one book he wrote is called Al-Adabul Mufrad. In there this incident is mentioned. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua on Monday during the Battle of Khandaq, the trench. Nothing really happened. Tuesday, nothing really happened. Wednesday, after Zohar, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. The dua was accepted. And remember, all Mighty Allah sent the winds and everything. Mm. The enemy took flight and ran away at that time. So from the Badina on the outskirts, Khandak, the trench. So anyway, we must remember Jabir radiallahu an, who is the Rawi, the reporter of this hadith, says, whenever he encountered difficulty, he would wait for Wednesday afternoon after Zohar, between Zohar Asr, he used to make special dua, and his duas were accepted. So Dadima, today after Zohar, so you read 2 rakat extra salat and make it a routine daily, you do so, and then you read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, and forgive us, O Allah. Ameen. Verily you are very, very forgiving, very merciful.
Ameen.
So always ask Allah, leave all these schemes and all this type of thing.
Tanima says in Dhulqada she will be turning 78 years old, and she says she wants to go for Hajj with Mufti AK, and she is a Dadima, wants to make Mufti Sab's khidmat before she leaves this dunya. Allahu Akbar Ustad.
MashaAllah Dadima, you are 80 and more Islamically. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Man khairun nas, who's the best of people? The master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. The people who have long life, they live for 80s, 85 like that, and they do good actions. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkan Sharif, Mustan Ahmed. So you, Dadima, you are the best of people. We must make your khidmat. You want to make our khidmat, you just make dua for us, mashallah. And Allah Jalla Wala will take us all for Hajj with His and Umrah with His grace and mercy. So always we must beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Anonymous, Ustad, strictly anonymous. My mom passed away 5 years ago. My dad refused for any of us siblings to live with him or to live with us. He's 68 years old. Last week, I paid him a visit and found out he's entertaining sugar babies in his home. I was so embarrassed, Ustad. I quickly walked out. Later on, I told him to get married, but he's refusing. He says he don't want commitment. These sugar babies look like they are 18 to 20 years old. I am so disgusted. Could you please advise me, Ustad?
Obviously, your father must be, or whoever the father, brother, whoever the person is. So, obviously, he knows what he is doing is absolutely haram. And remember, when you are 50, 60, 70 years old, so now we should be preparing for our death. We should be preparing to meet Almighty Allah. Mm. But now, yeah, he's doing the exact opposite, we must remember. And what is that? He says now, let me enjoy myself. The wife died, so now I don't want all the children. Nobody here, let me catch up. So now what he does, he puts on all the porn movies, and then whatever, all these things go on. So he wants to try it out now with all these young girls, and he's got money, and money is sweeter than honey. He'll give them all this to do all these type of things. Tomorrow, Allah forbid, when he gets AIDS, tomorrow when he gets sexually transmitted diseases, tomorrow he dies in that condition, and these young girls, you understand, street ladies are there, so what will happen then? So you'll need to get some ulama or some senior members of the family to speak to him and advise him that remember that mistakes we all can make, but to justify the mistake or to continue with the mistake, that is very, very serious. And remember, a person can lose his iman totally. So you'll need to definitely intervene and don't leave things like this, because it could become very, very serious. And remember that when people are old and they cooperate child committing the zina and adultery, all that. So, and remember, it will be death penalty even if the wife passed away. So remember, the death penalty takes place. So we need to understand all the ramifications according to the Sharia.
Let's go to Springs, Ustada. Somebody says, I want to marry what my father's real cousin. Sister told me that is jais in Islam. She is four year younger to me. Anonymous Ustad, Springs.
Yes, it's fine. So you must remember that you marry your father's sister's daughter, so your free's daughter and so forth. So that's fine. So there's no problem with that. So your bill's ages also seem compatible, suitable. You are elder by 4 years or whatever you. So as long as she is happy and her parents, especially her father, is happy, and then you go ahead and you get married, so there's no problem with that. And all the stories and business today, you know, the Western media, they bombard us on the TV and on the print media and on the radios and everywhere. You must remember that. When I say on the TV, the people, they send me all these questions. They say they saw on TV and that. So anyway, you must remember that if you marry your cousin, your relative, then remember that what will happen, that your child will be abnormal, your children will be abnormal. My own brother got married to Fui's daughter. Nothing, all the children are excellent, mashallah. So all married, all got children, alhamdulillah. They are children getting married now, alhamdulillah. So you see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha to marry Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. They were cousins also. So therefore, we must not allow these Western ideas there to detract us or divert our attention away from Islam. They always got some hidden agenda, ulterior motive, and so forth. So therefore, we must study Islam from the ulama haqqani, the right ulama, correct ulama of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So my advice to you happy, the lady is happy, her parents are happy, your family happy, get married as soon as possible.
Somebody says, Ustad, should married couples keep secrets from each other? Is it violation of personal privacy if one spouse goes through another's phone? Ustad.
So you must remember, it depends what you mean by privacy. Number one is the husband is having an affair with his secretary. An affair can be physically or it can be cyber affair. Today they got all these fancy words. Cyber affair means that he's sending her funny, so all crazy messages and that on his phone or via the computer, emails to the females and all these type of things. So all that is haram and not permissible. Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. It is something obscene and indecent. Similarly, the wife is busy with somebody. You understand? She says, no, I'm not sleeping with him. It is a platonic relationship. That's all fancy words they use. That she is just discussing matters with him and us and all that. So all these type of things are unacceptable. Quran Sharif mentioned it both ways. Wala muttakhidina akhdan. Wala muttakhidati akhdan. It's not permissible for the men to have girlfriends and mistress. It's not permissible for the women to have sugar daddies or toy boy and joy boy. So all this Islam has condemned. Yes, sometimes you can have privacy, secrecy from one another. One example. The husband, mashallah, he's earning a lot of money. He's making 100,000, quarter million a year, a month, and so forth. And now he don't want to disclose everything to his wife. Because if he tell his wife he's making 100,000, 200,000, quarter million a month, his wife will go to town and she'll just go and bust up all the money. So in those cases there, if the husband is secretive about that and does not disclose it to the wife, so that will be permissible, provided that he is providing everything else which the wife needs. So it depends what we are talking about. But all this hanky-panky business from husband's side or wife's side, all that is haram, not permissible.
I see brother Yaakov from Ethiopia wants to know, Ustad, is the third time you're using this word sugar daddy. Could you please explain to us? It means the father is sugar. Sweet, Ustad.
Yeah, sugar daddy is boyfriend, is toy boy, joy boy. So you must remember that. So all these fancy terms they use nowadays.
Sister wants to know, hair dye with alcohol, Ustad. In hair color, sometimes they use alcohol like coconut alcohol, cetereal alcohol. She wants to know, is this hair color allowed to be used? My husband loves to when I use when my hair is dyed, it turns him on. Ustad, anonymous.
So you must remember the three issues here. Abu Quhafa, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and his father. So his honorable father, his hair become greyish, whitish. The hadith in Sahih Muslim. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Aba Quhafa, O Abu Quhafa, ghayyiru shape. That this hair of yours is gone so grey, so whitish, change it. Wajtanibu sawad. So you can put dye and so forth, but not black, because black would be deception. So if you put brown, dark brown, all that, so that would be permissible. So that's the first issue. Whether it's a male or female, and your hair is gone whitish, greyish, and now you want to dye your hair, so yes, permissible, but not black. We're speaking about the hair on the head and so forth, so you must remember that would not be permissible. Second one is this, that if you use certain type of dye and what have you, and it contains certain type of alcohol or what have you and so forth, so obviously that is external use. You know, we apply itar, we apply perfume, we apply this, we apply that. So many a time, even the itar and that they have alcohol. So that is external use. So if you want an academic discussion on this, Mufti Taqi Usmani has written a wonderful article on this, and that is in Takmila Fathil Mulhim, the third volume. So there you will find. So fatwa, we must understand one is fatwa, the verdict, and one is taqwa, the precaution and piety. So from fatwa point of view, to use these type of itar, perfume, and you know, lotion, whatever, so people, and it contains certain type, certain percentage of alcohol, so will be permissible. Same thing with your dye story and all that. However, we must be very careful of one thing regarding the hair. I'll come to it now. But if you are speaking about internal use, oral use, for example, the cough medicine and that they have alcohol and you have that, is haram, is not permissible. So it can't be going into your body. That is totally haram and not permissible. Similarly, with these dyes and that, whether it is alcohol, no alcohol, if it is such a dye that the water does not seep through it, then it is haram to use it, because your ghusl would not be valid. Your wudu also will be problematic. So all these are conditions that you must take into consideration.
Hmm. Somebody says here, Ustad, that, I'm just reading the question, please send me the wazifa to find a pious spouse, Ustad.
Remember, every week we mention this, those of you who are not married, so remember, I think Tobela also knows the verse and the number now, so you must remember, is Surah 25 and verse 74. Surah 25 is Surah Furqan, and that is the criterion. Verse 74 is the ayat number, verse number. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Almighty Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So read 2 rakat salat and beg Almighty Allah, memorize this ayat. Likewise, it's not that you just get a wife or you get a husband, depending who's making the dua. You have to click with one another. Your hearts have to meet one another. Today you see the divorce rate. Never mind non-Muslim, Muslim. Every day I get, today also one lady phoned me. So many sad stories, remember, you feel like crying yourself. So remember, so long people are married and then their marriages disintegrate and what have you. So remember that you read Surah 25 verse 74 and read the Asma'ul Husna. Surah 7 verse 180, Allah Jalla Wala is commanding us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by His beautiful names. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Who memorizes it, who reads it, the 99 beautiful names of Allah, he enters Jannah and Paradise. So one attribute and name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Wadud. Read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you create love between us. Ya Allah, understanding between us. See today crime in South Africa. So what you going to read? Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu. Ya Allah, you protect us. Protect us outside, protect us inside. We just see the murders taking place. So people's bodies are dumped here and there and wherever. So all this, only Almighty Allah protect us. So that is what you need to do, oh brother, sister.
Let us go to the sister. She says, I'm from Lesotho. Muftisab, I listen to Merkaz Sahaba also every morning with you and Molana Arafat. Muftisab, I want to know, is my namaz accepted or void if a child between the ages 1 to 2 years walks in front of me during my salah with her shoes on? When is Muftisab coming to visit Lesotho? Please, Muftisab.
MashaAllah, Lesotho, long time. I haven't been there, so we will come there. I need to come all these African countries. Inshallah, 2020, we'll make some program, inshallah. A very good question, MashaAllah, that now whilst reading Salat, your beloved child, your daughter, your son, now they walk on the Musalla up and down and so forth. Your Salat is totally valid. You must not worry about that because they are Ma'asum children and so forth. However, one thing only you must be concerned about. Make sure that the shoes or the sandals or whatever they are wearing, you must remember, there must be no napaki on it, no najasid, no impurity. So if they come there and it's got blood or it's got some other things there, you know, the mess from the toilet or what have you, so obviously then the salat would not be valid because the place is napak now. So, but in normal circumstances, that does not happen. So, and before you start your salat, if you got a maid or something, so you tell your maid to keep the child for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending which salat you are reading, and in that way you won't have the problem. But obviously the maid won't be there 24 hours, so in that case there, if the child is walking up and down on the musalla, your salat is valid, no problem.
So the sister says, I'm aware of the masla that if I went on a holiday while in Haidh, I should read full salah when I become park. But however, I would like to know if I wasn't aware of it before, and I have traveled quite a few times in this state and made Qasr Salah at those times. Do I now have to make Qadha of those Salah and estimate how many I made Qasr for, Ustad Anonymous?
Remember first and foremost that Masla is only according to the Hanafi school. So if you are following the Hanafi school and you did so, you were reading Qasr Salat. So just repeat it as a precaution because remember now you are aware of it. Secondly, according to the Shafi's, Ambalis, Malikis, that Masla don't apply. So the Salat will be valid if you read it as Qasr. So therefore, if I don't know which school you normally follow, if you follow Shafi, Ambali, Maliki, your Salat is valid, there's no problem. And Hanafis, they pass the fatwa like this and therefore, for we're saying precaution.
Shafi, Ustad.
If you're Shafi, it's fine. There's no problem. Then.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, I moved this up. My husband took a second wife 10 years ago. I was beaten up and had death threats in front of my children from the second wife. He divorced her after 3 years. My children, who are now teens, are still traumatized. My youngest started having anxiety attacks and she won't leave my side, being afraid that what if his ex comes back to kill me? Please help me, Ustad.
First and foremost, before we speak about the second wife, we must speak about the so-called husband, if you can call him husband. Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 3. You can marry Masna wa Thulatha wa Ruba, second wife, third wife, fourth wife. But Almighty Allah did not say is carte blanche. Almighty Allah states, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you fear you cannot do justice, then one wife only. If you cannot maintain, sustain two wives, then you can't. Now remember that that second wife, she comes and she assaults you, or the husband assaults you, or encourages her, the second wife, to assault you, sway you, intimidate you, blackmail you, and all this. So not only is the second wife guilty of a major crime, he, the husband, is good for nothing also. So why did he allow all these type of things? And he is to blame for all this big mess here. So you must remember that tell him, your husband, he must get a restraining order from that wife, although he ex-wife, although he has divorced her, that she is not allowed to come near your house, near you, near your children, anywhere. And he must do it because he is the main culprit in all this here. He allowed all this to go on. And now he got fed up of her. He used her and threw away now with divorce. But the main culprit, she is guilty 100%. But this husband of yours, he is the worst criminal in this whole scenario. So he must do all these things here. And tell your children that you got the court order and restraining order, and inshallah that the lady, because now at least the government, they're taking quite strong action against gender violence, and all you women, let me make this very clear. I always mention this and I'm reiterating. When your husband starts assaulting you, hitting you, forget all the Maulanas and Jamiats. Go straight to the police station and I'll get your husband locked up for assault. No way in Islam is it allowed that you will hit your wife black and blue and green, take the belt and fisting and all these things here. So the best medicine for them, a strong two. Send them to jail and there they will learn a proper lesson there. When they get some properly good hiding in the prison, then they'll come right.
Let us go to, I think this is from Makkatul Mukarram, Ustad, 00966. Am I right, Ustad?
G.
I'd like to please remain anonymous. My husband is very critical of me. He rarely ever says anything nice or complimenting. If I get upset when he criticizes, he says he's just pointing out the truth. He spends a lot of time alone in his office or on his phone. He's very friendly, laughing and joking with his friends, but is serious with me and kids. When I ask him why I moved this up, he's like this. He gets upset or he just ignores me. I feel he will divorce me one day. Please, Muftisab, advise me. Makkah,
obviously, Ustaz. Your husband has got the wrong end of the miswak. When he is in a good mood and you alone with him, I don't know if you went for Umrah or you live in Makkah, whatever it is, the answer remains the same. So when he is in a good mood and you alone with him, there's no children, nobody else, you need to show him and highlight to him what the Quran Kareem states. Almighty Allah created us and Allah is teaching us the code of conduct. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, the chapter regarding women. Verse 19, Almighty Allah states, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with equity and justice and respect. What sacrifice you made? You left your parents' home, your siblings' home, the place of your birth, and now to come and spend the remainder of your life with him. With other people, they want to be friendly and kind, but with the wife, they want to be harsh and hard. Totally haram, that is. It's the opposite way. So remember, with other people's wives and so forth, there you don't have to smile and be friendly and all that and say how big-hearted you are. And with your wife, you must do all these type of things. So your husband has got the wrong end of the miswak and the whole time is busy on his phone and that according to what you are saying. So there seems to be some hanky-panky business going on there as well. And therefore, to vent his frustration, now he becomes critical of you. Ask him how many shortcomings he got. Ask him that, is he perfect? So this is very easy, just to look at the faults of others. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith in Bulughul Maram, Tuba is authentic hadith. Tuba man shagalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas. For that person, there's glad tidings in Jannah. He is so busy looking at his own faults, he don't even have time to look at the faults of others. So that is what Islam is teaching. So tell your husband he must change. Otherwise, he will lose you and lose the children also.
So one more question before we go, inshallah, for our interval. It says here, Mufti AK and Mulana Arafan, Jazakumullah wa khair for your time and effort in teaching the Ummah. May Allah keep you steadfast and bless you and your families. Ameen. Muftisab, you said a nikah is not valid if the father does not give permission. He does the same even if the father is not a Muslim. Would a nikah be valid if a non-Muslim father does not give permission? Jazakallah for the mashallah program. Sister Naila from Lower Zambezi. Ustad.
Jazakallah khair, my sister Naila. Naila is the name of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and his honorable wife. Naila, the one who receives good news, good message, good iman, good Islam, like that. So that's your name. Second one, let's highlight this whole issue so everybody understands. First, we are speaking of a Muslim father. Muslim daughter, Muslim father, everybody Muslim. So remember that in a case like that, where the girl, the daughter, performs the nikah, and the father has not given permission, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawud Tirmidhi, la nikaha illa bi waliin. How you say la ilaha illallah? There is no deity, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. So that is how same law applies here. La nikaha, the nikah is null and void until unless permission and consent is granted by the father, so or paternal grandfather and so forth. So anyway, we must remember, so that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis. Regarding the Hanafis, the fatwa of the Hanafis is this. If that girl is aqila, baligha, sane and mature, and she got married without the consent of her father, and she got married in ghair kuf, someone who's not suitable, compatible to her, the nikah is null and void and not acceptable. And remember, if she got married in kuf, and well, she's aqila, baligha, sane, mature, then Hanafis say the nikah will be valid, but remember, still frowned upon and so forth. So if you want a reference of this, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah's Fatwa Kitab, Imdadul Muftin, you will find it on page 551. Regarding a lady who's a Muslimah, her father is non-Muslim, you don't have to take his permission. Remember, in those cases there, if you have your brother or your uncle or whoever, that they are Muslim, you take their permission and you get married. You embrace Islam and your whole family are non-Muslim, then in that case, the Imam, so the Sheikh, the Mawlana, the Mufti, whoever is performing the Nikah, he will become your Wali, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imamu waliyu man la waliya lahu. So he will say that this lady here, he is acting as your guardian, and he will say that he gave consent, and now you are getting married to so and so. So that will be in those cases where the lady is a Muslimah and her family are non-Muslims.
13 minutes to 12. We go, inshallah, for a quick interval. When we get back, inshallah, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus. But don't go away. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
11 minutes to 12. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and of course Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Hussan, a mother wants to know, it's a concerned mother, she says that my son is in a Darul Ulum, he's only 17 years old. I know we're going to say we're going to blame him because he's a quite big boy, but when he returned home, Ustad, he gave us the signs that he became Qawmi Lut. Maybe Ustad could explain to the listeners what is Qawmi Lut. Now he is addicted to it. Should I go to Cat Blanche and expose the Darul Ulum? Ustad, anonymous sister.
Remember, sister, when he was 17 years old, obviously he is not a masoom child. I left South Africa and went overseas, you know, thousands of kilometers and miles away when I was 17. So now we need to be fair to all parties. Remember that if our son, our brother or whoever, he goes to a Darul Uloom and now he's 17 years old and then he joins the bad company and then he gets involved in sodomy, homosexuality, whether he is the one doing it or receiving it or whatever else it is, is totally haram, and we all know that this is punishable by death and so forth. So it's no sense blaming everybody and saying that the Darul Uloom is guilty and so forth and so on. So remember that you have to contact the principal, you have to contact the teachers and ask them that what's all this happening there. So that is the right way of doing it. No sense going to carte blanche and going here and there and trying to paint everybody with the same brand or same brush. That's not fair. And now, and ask your son, isn't he guilty also? So you must remember, he's not the innocent child. At the age of 17, he knows exactly. So he is also to blame, and he is mingling with the bad friends and associates is also his fault. And third one, if the Darul Uloom knows about it and then they are just covering it up, then they also guilty. If they don't know about it, then you have to contact them. My advice to you, in all cases, you know who the principal is, you know who the teachers are. We don't know, and it's better we don't know, so you contact them and so forth. So that is how you should tackle this thing here. But remember to go and say that you want to close down the Darul Uloom, or you want to disgrace them in the whole media. That's not fair. That's unacceptable.
Well said, Ustad. Well said. Ustad, let's go to sister from Austria. She says, I came across a lecture where the speaker said, Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha played with dolls. Can Mufti Sapa please explain? I always thought dolls were not allowed. Sister from Europe, Ustad.
Sister, you must understand the hadith is authentic. Secondly, many a time, see sister, I give you easy example, then you will understand the answer. You know, when we were young, when we were 12, 15, 30, 15, 17 years old and so forth, now I'm speaking of 50 years ago, 40 years ago, so the Imam, the Mawlanas, at that time they used to say on Eid day, that you must be happy and you must be gay on the day of Eid. That is 40, 50 years ago. If today you tell the people you must be gay, so what they will do? So the terminology, many a time, with the passing of time, it changes. So you must remember. What they understood were dull, and what me and you understanding today were dull. Yesterday, a person sent me a message.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look at this doll that they made in China. And it looks like exactly a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That you must remember, if you look at it from far, you look at the eyes, you look at the skin, you look at the walking, you look at all that. So it looks just like a human being. So, but this is how, you know, engineering takes place and all these type of things. So when we look at the doll of that time and the doll of this time, in our language and vernacular, you say, Zameen Asman ka farq hai. There's the difference between the heaven and the earth. So in those days, the doll was, it was a pieces of wool. They would just put it together and so forth and play with it and so forth. Not the doll of today. Today's doll, Barbie doll, this doll, they make it speak, they make it look like a human being and so forth. And you, so that definitely Islamically is unacceptable and not permissible. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, La tadkhulul malaikatu baytan fihi suratun aw kalbun. The malaika of mercy, the angels of mercy will not enter that house and that room where there are animate objects. So this is the doll today. So one of the things. And kalbun, or you have pet dogs. If you got security dogs, and that is different. But pet dogs and that, not permissible in Islam. So therefore, to apply the law of analogy and what we call qiyas. So for today's dolls, on those dolls there is qiyas malfarik, is incorrect analogy.
Sister from Europe says, Shukran Jazila, Ustad. Sister from Europe. Let's go to Pretoria. A sister says, Mufti Saab, my son is 13 years old. They are done with the school examination. And inshallah, this coming Saturday, he's inviting all his friends for a braai. All his school friends. And two of his friends, of course, they are Shias. Should I allow them to come or not, Ustad? They are small young boys.
Remember, it's not permissible. That is how you must remember when we allow the enemies of Islam to infiltrate our home. Imagine if somebody is swearing you, or swearing your husband, or swearing your wife. Will you allow them to come? You'll say definitely no. So these people, they are parents, or they themselves, or whoever, they swearing Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. We must be clear 100% on this issue. Shias are non-Muslim. We have nothing to do with them, and they have nothing to do with us. For us to invite them to our houses, even if they are boys 15, 17 years old, or even 13 years old, remember, is not permissible. So we must love for the sake of Allah, and we must hate for the sake of Allah. And if we allow them, remember, Allah's curse comes on that you, the family, and all of you who are participating there, because it means the honor of Sayyida Aisha, the honor of Sayyida Abu Bakr, Sayyida Umar, Sayyida Usman means very little to you, and you want to just curry favor with people. So we must know where our allegiance lies. Our allegiance lies with Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, with Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Deenul Islam, and we don't have to curry favor with any government, any person, any politician.
2.5 minutes to 12 o'clock, Ustad. What's our rundown? I think Ustad is going to Bloemfontein this week, Ustad.
Inshallah, that will be tomorrow. And let me just repeat the announcement, mashallah, that Almighty Allah has made it possible that our Merkez Sahaba team will be there in Maritzburg this next week, inshallah, Tuesday, Wednesday. So all of you there in Maritzburg, Escort and Pinetown and Hawick. So whoever wants to purchase the decoders, you want it tuned up, you want it installed, so our team will be there. You contact them. I sent it out now, inshallah, on my phone also, so you can contact them or contact us. We will forward it to you. Second is, inshallah, our Free State tour, and that will start tomorrow night, inshallah, in Bloemfontein, Thursday night, and then Friday, Jumu'ah Quran start, Friday night, inshallah, Virginia, Saturday night, Senegal, and Sunday day, Bethlehem, the Hif Jalsa, inshallah. 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, inshallah al-Aziz, inshallah al-Aziz. It will be live on Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And it will be live, inshallah, on this thing on Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar as well. Inshallah, our rundown for today, the programs will be that the 12 o'clock news by Yusuf Ali, inshallah. Then 12 to 1, we have Alphas, inshallah, with the current affairs. And thereafter, that we will have 1 o'clock Adhan. And thereafter, 5 past 1 to 1:30 Tafsir. That will be Surah Al-Fajri. And verse number 11 will be our starting point. Then 1:30 to 2, inshallah, will be from the archives. And that will start Surah Hajj, chapter number 22, inshallah. Then, inshallah, 2 to 3 will be Sheikh Zakaria, ma'allah, in the mercy of Almighty Allah. 3 to 5, Brother Yusuf Ali with the afternoon drive show, inshallah. And 5:30 to 7, Mauna Khalid Yaqub, inshallah, from our Durban studio. 7 to 7, the repeat of our tafsir program, inshallah, which tafsir we'll do today. And then 7:30 to 8, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 9 will be Dr. Yusuf Wahid. And mashallah, he has a special guest today. And inshallah, I hope that we can find the name of the special guest. That see that, inshallah, that we'll just announce the name now. So, of the special doctor who is the guest, between 8 to 9 on the Dr. Yusuf Wahid program. So, inshallah, I'll give you the name now. So, that will be tonight between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the Medical File Show with Dr. Yusuf Wahid. And that is...
I think we're still just waiting for the name, inshallah.
We're just getting the name of the doctor. It's a very interesting one. I remember I sent it out yesterday, but the name just escapes me. But inshallah, we'll find it now before the news. We still got 1 minute left for the news. So here's the name, mashallah. So inshallah, tonight the guest speaker will be Dr. Junaid Sheikh, and he is a chiropractor and he's a senior lecturer also. So tonight, inshallah, between 8 and 9, Dr. Junaid Sheikh, a chiropractor, senior lecturer, between 8 and 9. And inshallah, it will be very interesting. Jazakallah khair to you, Tubela, barakallah fiqh, and to our brother Yusuf Ali. We hand over for the news, inshallah.
Ustaz, jazakumullah khairan, and to all of you out there, jazakumullah khairan for tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. See you guys tomorrow morning on As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. From myself, Allahumma ahdina wahdibina wahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.